Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Michael Beckerman, Vice President and Head of U.S. Public Policy of TikTok, joins us on the line now. Michael, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, obviously, there's been some concern about the Benadryl challenge that's taken place on TikTok. Kids are really being pushed, promoted as taking, as many as you can, and somebody has now died. This feels so nerve-wracking as a parent. I know that I would be very, very worried about my kids falling for this. How does TikTok view these sorts of challenges, and what do you think about them?
Yeah, I mean, anything that could cause harm to people is strictly forbidden by our community guidelines, and we work every single day to make sure that the platform is safe and secure, and make sure that everybody on TikTok in our community, and particularly parents, are aware of what our guidelines are and how to keep people safe that are using the platform. And, we all need to, work together to do that both on and offline. But to be clear, on this Benadryl issue, this is not something that went viral or is viral on TikTok. It is something that was very few cases and quite frankly, got a lot more play in the traditional media than it did on TikTok, and is something that we've removed. But it's, we always have to do every single day is work hard to educate people on the platform to make smart choices.
You know, when TikTok started, one of our social media people in my company said, I said, should we be on TikTok? And they said, no, we're too old. It's for kids. But it's not for kids anymore. That was a very quick evolution to sort of being, global. Everybody,
get on there. Get on there. It's for everybody.
That's right. Grandparents are now on there. So, tell us a little bit about, how you expect people to interact with the platform. And I know that there's, when these kinds of things come up, in your mind, that wasn't, the Benadryl challenge wasn't viral. We just had a media ethics professor on from the University of Minnesota to talk about, sort of these viral things. So maybe define for us what you think viral is and what your algorithms are watching for when it comes to these sorts of challenges.
Yeah, great question. So really, people come to TikTok. It's entertaining content and fun content. Many people have called TikTok the last sunny corner of the internet, and you just spend a few minutes on the platform and you can see why that is. The things that actually are going viral and that we define as viral, it's really content that's fun and educational and helpful. So for example, in the early days of COVID, there was something called the distance dance that was showing how serious the COVID crisis was, and to educate people in a fun way about social distancing. That dance had over 7 billion with a B views. Hmm. Wear a mask challenge has nearly 4 billion views. Things like, small business check, with small businesses getting on a platform showing fun and creative things they're doing with their businesses, these are things that are getting billions of views. And really the things that are going viral on TikTok, it's not the outlier things that I know do get a lot of play on radio or in newspaper and can be, sometimes clickbaity to scare people. But really the things that are going viral are the things that people can try to replicate in a fun, an entertaining way, and those are the things that are going to the top of the platform, and that you can just go on the platform and see what's on there. And there is content for everybody, from family activities to cooking and exercise and sports. Now, particularly as people are staying at home more, we're seeing families come together, and the content really is more joyful and entertaining than anything else.
Great. And so just, in closing, if there is something that pops up like this Benadryl challenge or something else that might be dangerous, how quickly do your algorithms or do the people who are helping curate the site, how quickly do they pick it up?
Yeah, our trust and safety teams really are world class. Our removal rate before any reports from users come up is somewhere in the range of 98%. And so that's our teams catching and finding content that violates our policies and getting it down before even having a chance to review, to report it as a user or even view it. But also we recommend, and we've been running campaigns on the platform and off, to educate, parents and teachers and others. I suggest people go check out tiktok.com/safety, and there's parental guides and user guides and, videos, youth portal, things for families to get a better sense of how you can stay safe online and the tools that we have for people.
Terrific. Michael Beckerman is Vice President and Head of U.S. Public Policy for TikTok. Thanks so much for joining us on 720 WGN.
Thank you so much.